Irish playwright Martin McDonagh writes plays in a style that's been labeled in-your-face theater. His writing mixes wit and savagery and is almost always nominated for awards. His first brush with Hollywood, the short subject Six Shooter, won an Academy Award 2 years ago. Well, now he's back with a feature film called In Bruges. Bob Mondello says it uses the Belgian city of Bruges to do things that are picturesque in several different senses.
A pair of Irish hitmen, looking like a disreputable Laurel and Hardy, have been sent to Belgium to lie low after a job and await further instructions. Ken, the bigger of the two, wants to sightsee in what his guidebook describes as the best-preserved medieval city in Europe. His buddy Ray sees history as just a lot of stuff that already happened and would rather drink in their hotel. Until, that is, Ray meets a local babe who's working on a film set, at which point he doesn't want to hang around for further instructions. He wants to get out and see this beautiful city.
I thought you didn't like Bruges.
I don't like Bruges, said Paul, but I did already say I had a date with a Belgian lady in the Belgian film business, which I did already say about before.
I just don't get into any trouble.
And this morning and this afternoon, we are doing what I want to do. Got it?
Of course. Which I presume will involve culture.
Well, we shall strike a balance between culture and fun.
Somehow I believe, Ken, that the balance shall tip in the favor of culture.
As you can hear, writer-director Martin McDonagh likes contrasts. He's cast lumbering Brendan Gleeson and diminutive Colin Farrell as his leads, crammed a storybook locale with lots of thugs and grifters, mixed sly humor with pools of blood, and found room on the sidelines for pregnant hotel owners, coke-snorting dwarves, and a film within a film that lets him make lots of movie jokes. Pretty ambitious for a first feature, but critics have been calling him a stage Tarantino for a while, so maybe he's been building to this all along. Certainly, he's not shy about tweaking film conventions and talking about them, too, as when, say, that pregnant hotel owner plants herself on a staircase between Ray and his by this time very angry boss, who's played by Ralph Fiennes.
Why don't you both put your guns down? Go home.
Don't be stupid. This is the shootout.
Harry, I've got an idea.
What?
My room faces onto the canal, right? I'm going to go back to my room, jump into the canal, and see if I can swim to the other side and escape.
Right.
If you go outside and round the corner, you can shoot at me from there and try and get me. That way we leave this lady and her baby out of the whole entire thing.
You completely promised to jump in the canal. I don't want to run out there, come back in 10 minutes and find you hiding in a cupboard.
I completely promise, Harry.
So, hang on, I go outside, then I go which way, right or left?
You go right, don't you? You can see it from the doorway. It's a big canal!
All right, Jesus, I've only just got here, haven't I? Okay, on account of one, two, three, go, okay?
Okay. Who says it?
Oh, you say it.
You guys are crazy.
Hey, ready?
Ready.
Set?
Set.
One, two, three, go!
I should note that In Bruges overdoes at times, especially in the violent last half hour, when you realize that a lot of things that had earlier seemed pleasantly offbeat and quirky are falling so neatly into place that you can sort of feel an authorial hand guiding them. Still, when the characters are talking rather than shooting, In Bruges is plenty engaging, and McDonagh's camera work is too, as he makes the best-preserved medieval city in Europe look awfully pretty, right up until it's just a little too red. I'm Bob Mondello.